We're up to Simen Shin Samach Gimel. Se'if. Lamed Gimel.
Okay.
Again. Simen Shin Samach Gimel. Se'if Lamed Gimel. It's page Reish Chof Hei. Reish Chof Hei comes after page 448. 448 on the right. Turn over one page. Skip all the pictures. And all of the Dirshu supplement material and Resh Chof Hei. Okay, so we have here a new case, a very interesting case. We have a very good picture, excellent picture on the right side. If not for this picture, we'd be in a lot of trouble. Picture 132. Okay, on the right side of the page, we have picture 132, where we see really above 131. Above 132, but really more precisely 131, where we see a Mavri. The unique characteristic of this Mavi is it's wider than 20 amos. Now, a Mavi that's wider than 20 amos is not a kosher Mavi. A Mavi allows for the leniency of a lechi or a koira. You don't need to do anything more than that. But in this Mavi, one of the cardinal rules of Mavi, it may not be wider than 10 amos. And here in this mavi we have a situation where it's double, it's 20 amos. So obviously, putting up a lechi or a kor is not going to accomplish anything. And putting up the only thing you can do to rectify this mavi is to create a suras ha-pesach. So the Mechaber tells us a lumdish solution. And this solution opens up a lot of new ideas and a lot of lumdis in understanding how a mavi works, and all the different related halachas. Mavui lamed gimel shu rochav eshem amos, 20 amos wide. Ose pas rochav arba amos. What one can do is position a board that's 4 amos long, umamidoi, and position it beemsa in the center. The choshov kol tzad mitzidei hapas kimavui bifnei atzma. Then what you have done is you have converted a single mavui into a double mavui. And kevan sh'arech ha'pas arba amos, since the pas is 4 amos long, the yitin koira b'roisha, you put a koira on one side, b'roisha, on the top of both of them, from end to end, and you're in business. And let's read a few more lines, and I'll explain in much more detail, then we'll do some of the Mishnah Berurah. V'tzach li'zosh sh'teh ha'koira munachas la'pas, o'itoch shlosh tfachim, peridas, beyond resting on the board, or within 3 tfachim. Okay, let me explain everything outside, then we'll read it again, we'll read the Mishnah Berurah inside. We have here this Mavi. Again, it's wider than 20 amos. Anytime Mavi is wider than 10 amos, it's not kosher. A lechi or kor is not going to work. So what we're going to do is going to create a double mavui. And we learned many times, what is the minimum size of a kosher mavui? Daled amos. So by putting a board in the center that extends a length of daled amos, even though it's very, very thin, we then have on the left exactly 10 amos, and on the right exactly 10 amos. And that long board, which extends into the mavi, into the depth of the mavi, 4 amos, on the left is a mavi number 1, and on the right is mavi number 2. If that board would be anything less than dalet amos, it's not the shear of a mavi. And not only is it not the shear of a mavi, it's as if it doesn't exist. Why? If you remember, we discussed this many times, it's bottle. Not only do we have bittul with food, you take 3 pieces of meat, and one is kosher, and two are kosher, one is not kosher, and the non-kosher is bottle. In the kosher, you have the same principle when it comes to mechitzos. Osei avira dehaigisa, ude avira mehaigisa. The airspace on the left and on the right, like in this example, should really come along and be mevatel the board. It should be considered the board does not exist because the airspace on the left is 10 amos, and the airspace on the right is 10 amos, and the board is just a thin little board. It should be bottle. It should be as if it doesn't exist. You would be correct if the board did not extend for a distance of dalet amos. Once the board extends into the depth of the mavi dalet amos, it's choshev. It's choshev to the point where it's considered a mavi. We have a mavi on the left, a mavi on the right. It's a mavi in its own right, and it's not bottle. We then have two mavos, and now all you need to do is put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side, or put a korah on both, which in this example the korah goes from end to end. Now here the Mechaber says something incidentally, which is a very important halacha. We learn many times the laws of Tzuras HaPesach. And today this is especially true when it comes to the modern day Tzuras HaPesach in the metropolitan areas where we use the telephone poles. When you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have a double lechi, and you have a board on top, or a wire on top. The wire on top does not need to make contact with the board. We learned this many times. Just the wire goes from end to end, and the wire can be all the way up here and up there, as long as the board below is directly beneath the wire above. This is a kosher Tzuras HaPesach. When it comes to a korah in a mavui, the korah must rest on the walls. That is the halacha. So here, the mechaber is telling us there's a very possible danger that will occur in this situation. If you have here the walls on the left and the right, very tall, let's say they're five amos tall, and you create for yourself a board in the center to create a double mavui, and your board is only 10 tefachim tall and extends into the mavui for a length of dalet amos, this and your korah goes from wall to wall and does not touch, and the korah does not make contact with the board in the center, that is not a kosher korah. A korah, when it goes from wall to wall, must make contact with the wall. It's not
three walls.
Oh, so in this case, you're in trouble. Let's just review the general halacha. If you have a mavui, and these are your walls, and you want to rectify the mavui, you want to be allowed to carry inside by putting a korah on top, the korah must touch the top, touch this wall and touch this wall. It must touch. If you have a situation where it's going to be 20 amos, it's too big, so the only way you can rectify this mavi is make it into a double mavi. How are you making it into a mavi? You're going to put up some type of board in the center, and this board is going to extend for dalet amos. If this board is not going to be a height, it's not going to be equal in height to your walls, but it's going to be lower, it'll be 10 tefachim tall, and it will extend to a length, of a dalet amos into the mavui. But then when you want to put your car, you're going to go your car from here to here, and it's not going to touch your center board. That is not kosher korah, because really you now have two mavuis, mavui on this side, mavui on that side. You need a double korah, a korah going from here to here, and a korah going from here to here. If your korah goes from here to here and it's not making contact with this korah, with this wall past the center, you don't even have one korah. Okay, so there, this is halacha. It's been brought out. I don't think it's a halacha was brought out in the entire siman. Tzuras HaPesach, we know, does not have. You have it, let's say, a Tzuras HaPesach, two lechis and a korah on top. The korah on the top, the string on the top, does not have to touch the lechi. If the string is all the way up there and up there, it's fine as long as the lechi that's directly beneath the string. That's why today in metropolitan areas we use telephone wires. So we mentioned the telephone wires. Where does the telephone wire? You have nearly a pole, and you have a peg coming out of the pole, and then you have the wires. Where is the lechi? You just have wires. The wires, the pole is not directly on top of the pole. The wires are always away from the pole. So how do they rectify this today? When they attach to the pole, they attach some type of little lechi that's 10 tefachim tall, and the lechi extends enough that the telephone wire is directly above the extension. But this is not touching. It can be 20 feet. It can be 20 feet between the distance of the top of the pole, the new pole that has been added to the main pole, and your wires. It's not touching. That's true when it comes to a Tzuras HaPesach. But when it comes to the rectification of a mavi with a koira, the koira must touch the top of the wall. So in this situation, we have a mavi. And the mavi, the distance between wall number one and wall number two is more than 20 amos. And the only solution is to make this into a double mavi. And the way we make a double mavi is by creating a new wall in the center, but it's very likely the new wall in the center is not going to reach a height. It's not going to reach the same height as your walls on the left and the right. And now you're going to want to go put a koira. You have to really two koiras, one from here for this and one for this. But you'll be likely inclined to just take a very large piece of wood and go from here to here. No good, because you really need to go from here to here and from here to here, not from here to here. And if you're going from here to here and there's a gap of more than three tefachim on the top of the wall, it's not going to be kosher. So this brings out a very new yisur. Yeah?
That's a good question. Suppose he takes a big piece of wood and he also, and that's all he's got and he's desperate. Can he make use of half of that mobile, the 20?
No, nothing.
If he does the following, he lets the piece of wood slide down so it's covering your blue safer and the safer on that. Can he use that part where it's covering from?
If he rectifies the back, he'll have to go and be misakin the back, because see, let me explain to you something else. This we're getting to right now. I'm just giving you all the background information. I want to just give you a little back. Let me give you. Let me just see if I can turn the page. I can just find you a picture to illustrate. Yeah, if you can turn to page 452. Okay, turn to 452, and you see a picture on the left side. You see like an upside down L, or an inverted L. And then turn to the next page, you see a Ches.
452?
Page 452 on the left side. On the left side. You see over here, you see this is really a double mavli, correct? You have a mavli, two mavols which intersect. You have a mavli going, isn't that what we have? We have a mavli, two separate mavols that intersect in the middle. Or look at the next page. You have a ches. You have two mavlis that intersect through a back alley. So there is much discussion how to rectify this type of mavli. So you have, it's two. There's clearly you have both ends of the mavli open to the reshus harabim, and in the center they're connected. So we're going to learn that. That's the next sim. That's sim in shin samach dalet. What you just asked, you have to. What you're asking, we're going to get to. Really, we learn shin something because there's another point we have to understand. In this situation, right? Let's make believe the end of the table is the wall. Take away this. So we have here one mavli, right? Here is the reshus surrounding. In the back, we have three walls. Problem is, it's larger than 20 amos. Anytime we get above the width of 10 amos, it's no longer a kosher mavli. So what have we done? What we've done is, we've made a double mavli. We put a board in the center, and the board equals a length of dalet amos, so we now have mavli A and mavli B. But wait a minute. What about the back? The back, it's open, it's connected one to the other. So basically, that is equivalent to what we're going to learn in Simon Shin Samach Dalet, page 452, where you have two mavos which intersect.
But if he wants to use what's on Reish Cham Chafei, on the right side, right? There it's 10 and 10.
Right.
So he says, look, I know I have this long pole. I don't have anything. I can't cut it down. I'm desperate.
It's good.
I'll put it on top of that one and angle it down.
That would be good, provided that...
I'll use one of them. Let me use one of them.
Yes, you can do it.
I don't want both.
Provided that you fix the back. Provided that in the back, you rectify the back. That we're
beyond the board?
Right, beyond the board, right.
So what would you do then?
Oh, so that's what we're going to learn right now. We're getting to right now. This will become clear as we go through the halachas.
What if I put up a lechi on the shorter wall?
Yeah.
And I put and it meets my
kairah.
Now it's 10. The Mishnah is very clear. You don't have to put a kairah. If you want, you can put a lechi here and a lechi here. These are two mavos. All you need to do is rectify each one. How do you rectify a mavos? You have a choice. Either a lechi or a kairah. If you want, you put a lechi here and a lechi here. Or a kori here and a lechi here. Or a kora and a kora. If you put a kora from here to here, you have zero.
What if I put a lechi to meet that kora?
A lechi? You can make a tzuras of Pesach. If you want, the best thing would be just make a lechi here, a lechi here, and a string across. That's the ultimate. That's a tzuras of Pesach. A tzuras of Pesach works even more than 10 amos. If you want to rectify the situation with only a kora, or only a lechi, the only solution is put up a board in the center, which transforms this one mavli into a double mavli, and now each individual mavi requires its own independent tikkun. What's a tikkun? A lechi. A lechi has a requirement that it go from wall to wall. So as long as the one is a kara, the kara should go to wall to wall. As long as it rests on top, it's fine. You can put a kara. The kara doesn't have to go to the top of the wall. We learned before the kara can even go. The kara can even be nailed into the wall itself. There can be pegs coming out of the wall, and the kara can rest, but it has to make contact with the wall. So that would be
lower my kara.
Absolutely. If you lower the kara to here, and the kara goes from here to here, and it's within three tefachim from this board, it's fine. He's just pointing out something which is very common that would happen in this situation. Because if you put it on the board, you're just rectifying this in a virtual halachic way. So it's unlikely you're going to go higher than 10 tefachim. But the Mitzvah says the walls are very tall. The walls are going to be 5 amos. And if you're going to put a board across from here to here, be aware that's not a kosher kara, not for this mavi, not for that mavi, because the kara has to reach top of the wall. This is interesting halacha, because this halacha was not brought out in the siman. Because adrabba, we are brainwashed that your kara doesn't have to touch your lechi, because we are always using a tzuras haPesach in our times, and a tzuras haPesach the kara does not need to touch the lechi, and that's how, in fact, almost all the metropolitan eruvim are made using telephone wires, where they just take an extension, because the telephone wires never go on top of the kara. The telephone wires always come out to the side of the kara. That's the way it's done all over the world, and you have to attach some type of extension, and the extension they attach to the bottom of the pole is very, very small. Even though you'll have a gap of 20 feet from the end of your lechi to your telephone wire, it's kosher. That's true when it comes to a tzuras haPesach, not when it comes to a korah. Korah must touch the top of your wall. Now, but this is something which is very important. This is something which we should bring up before we weigh everything inside. When you rectify this smavi in this fashion by putting the board in the center, here's the question. What is this now? Is this two completely separate mavos, and you don't need to do anything in the back? Or do we consider this to be two mavos which intersect one with another? That's a very big question which the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah struggle with. If this would be a case of a real, of an angle, you have like the picture we have, those two pictures later on, where you have a mavi which opens on this side of the street, right? A mavi opens up on Avenue L, and there's a mavi which opens up on Ocean Avenue. Two different streets, and they intersect in the center. That's clear. It's clear that you have to fix, there's a requirement to make a tikkun at the point of intersection. If you have one that's like a ches, they both open to the same street, but there is an alley in the back. That's also clear as day that you must make some type of tikkun at the point of intersection. But this is different. It's not an L, and it's not a ches. It's different. It's two parallel mevos. They happen to meet in the back, in the center. But there is no spin. It's just they're in the flush one with another. Is this called two mevos, or is it called two separate mevos? Or it's called two mavos which intersect with one another. If they do intersect with one another, you do require an additional tikkun at the point of intersection. If they're considered in halacha to be two independent mavos, you do not require any further tikkun behind the board. Okay, so that basically is the gist of this entire thing. Let's try to run through it very quickly inside. Let's read again. Let me give it one more time. We'll read the entire thing, and we'll select some of the Mishnah Berurah. Mavui shurachav es shemamas. It's 20 amas wide. A person should position a board that's wide 4 amos, umamidai beemsa, and should position the center of the mavi, the choshev called sad mitzidi hapas kim mavi bifnei atzma. Why? Kevon sharech hapas 4 amos, since the length of this board is 4 amos long, period. The yitain kara berosho, and then you can put one kara going from end to end berosho, but make sure that the kara makes contact with the board that's in the center. Vitzorch li zoher, shetehe ha kara munachas al pas, it comes to rest upon the board, so that it's a kosher kara, or at least, oitoch shlosh tvachim, or at least, it should come within 3 tvachim of the board in the center, so it should be considered lovet. Vitzorch sheyehe b'chol mavi b'shnei elu, shapas mafsik b'neim batim v'chatzeros p'suchim l'sochel. Being v'chol t'noi, you have to hear the word in the parentheses, v'chol t'nohe mavi, in all of the conditions of a mavi, being that we have now created two independent mivaos, Each one of these mavos have all of the long list of conditions that we mentioned in the beginning of the siman, which means there are more, there are at least two courtyards, and each courtyard there are at least two batim, and it's longer than it is wider, and each one is at least dalet amos, and each one has all of the requirements. Next page, Uma shemina pas ala koisel hoem tsoy shemavoy, yesh loy din mavoy okoim. The Mechaber says that the part in the center we consider to be as if it's a crooked mavoy, like the pictures we learned, I'll show you later on. There is an intersection. Shari elu shnei hamavos misakmim, they bend in the center. Uve emsa psuchim b'shnei roshehem l'rishus rabin, and they open at their two ends to the Rishos Ram. So the Mechaber considers this to be two separate mavos which intersect with one another, and therefore you must make a tikkun. Now what is the tikkun? So to make a long story short, you have to make a Tzuris HaPesach. So going back to our picture, we have here our two walls, and we have the pass in the center, and everything here is the back wall. You must construct a Tzuris HaPesach from here to here. Two lechis and a korah on top. That is the next siman. That is siman shin samach dalet, where we learn about mavos which intersect with one another. And that's what the Mechaber considers this to be. It considers this to be a mavi which intersects. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, the yeish shayimim. No, I disagree. The ein lo din mavi okoim. It's not called Mavoi Akum, is only like the two pictures that I've showed you in the next siman, either an L or a Ches, not where the two are adjacent to each other, like in this case. El in Ken Yesh Min Hapas Al Koisel Hoem Tsoi Yoiser Me Es Amos. The only time the Mechaber and the Ramah agrees to the Mechaber that it's called is if it's a large area back there. The area in the back is more than 10 amos, then I agree we consider it to be intersecting mavos. But if the area in the back is less than 10 amos, it's not like the L and the Ches, and you don't need to make any further tikkun. Just put your lechi or your koira in the front and you're finished. Okay, let's go to the next siman. Next sif. The Ramah's mekel. The Ramah's very mekel. You don't need to do anything more, just put the board in the center, as long as it's less than 10 amos. You're in business, just put a little lachi here, a little lachi here, or put up two chorus, and you're finished. All you need to do. Okay, I told you basically all the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, there are a few more little details, but pretty much, I want to try to finish this in the next 8 minutes, this siman. Lamed Dalet. Od Evshim. Now, here you have another Lamedish case. This goes back, this touched upon many of the Yisodos that we learned in the last, we learned going back from the beginning of this Chelik Mishnah Berurah. Od efshel asos tikon acher l'mavui shurochav eshem amos sheyarchik shtei amos me'akosel v'yase pas rochav sholosh amos v'yase kein gam b'tzad hasheni. And you do the same thing on the other side. V'yishoer ha'pesach rochav eser amos. Let's look at the picture. The picture here on the bottom left. Okay. By the way, the picture. Look at the picture on the top. Before we go further, should we look at the picture on the top? Picture on the top. It shows you. According to the Mechaber, even though you've made your 20 amma, your one massive 20 amma moving into two seven levels by putting a pass in the center, the Mechaber considers it to be two mavos which intersect with one another, and therefore you must make a Tzuras HaPesach in the back. Like you see in the picture on top, you see the two poles and the string on top. That's only according to the Mechaber. The Ramah says, you only need to do that if that area in the back is more than 10 amos. It's less than amos, it's not necessary. Okay, now we go to the next picture on the bottom. We start over the same situation. Situation is where the opening is 20 amos. Okay, the opening is 20 amos, and we have to close the opening from 20 amos to 10 amos. How are we going to do so? We're going to put two boards. Okay, there can be many scenarios. You don't have all the pictures. You don't have too many pictures in this thing over here. But the basic idea is we're going to close up the gap to 10 amos. Now, to close the gap to 10 amos, the ideal thing would be to build walls that are 5 amos, right? To build 5 and 5. You build a wall that goes from the wall, 5 and 5, and then instead you have 10, so you have 10. 10 is an opening of 10 amos. Can be rectified with a koira or a lechi. Right? That would be the simple thing. But the Rambam says you don't need to build walls that are actually five. It's enough to build walls that are three. And the gap between the end of the wall and this board are two. So it's omed merube min haparetz. The solid material is more, at least in that corner, than the closed material. We're going to view the 10 to be the opening of the mavli. The only part that we have to take into consideration is the other five on each side. As long as the majority of that area is oimed, is solid material, it's good. We can consider the open area, that little section of two amos, as if it does not exist. Now, why must it be in this fashion? Because if the open space was more than the solid material, we would apply the principle of bittul. Ase avira de haigisa. In the center, we have 10 amos. We have a massive open area of 10 amos. And the area on the left is, if the area on the left, the open space would be more than the area, the solid material, we would say the principle, ase avira de haigisa, uvi avira de haigisa, and be mevatel the board. So in order to make sure that it's okay, you always have to have more solid material in that area than the area of open space that you want to enclose. That is what the Ramot Machaber says here in Se'if Lamed Dalet. Odev shalasos tikun lachel mavi shu rochav eshem amos shiach b'shte amos me'akosel v'yase pas rochav shalosh amos v'yase gamkin mitzad hasheni v'yishu pesach rochav eshem amos nitzel b'ten amos o yarchik amo, another solution. Now you don't picture, they have to use your mind, but it's the same idea. O yarchik amo, a gap of one amo, v'yase pas amo u'mechza. Again, this closed space always has to be more than the open space. I make another board that's an amo and a half. The yarchik amo, distance another amo. The yase pas amo mechza. So now you have in total boards that are closed is three. 1.5 plus 1.5, that's three. And the open space is 1 and 1. But at each point in time, at each point along the horizontal space, you always have more closed space and open space. And you're in business. Or another example, yarchik shtei amos, another solution. Or you distance two amos, shnei tzvachim, distance the space two amos and two tzvachim. The yase pas shtei amos v'arba tzvachim. Just the point, you don't have to be three and two. Just make sure the closed space is the majority. V'chein yase b'tzad hasheni, v'chein kol kayotze, b'zel v'ashe apas yehiyotze alo avir, shebeis shebeino l'kosel, should always be more. The im loy kein, ose avir the haigisu mevatalei. And one more condition the Mechaber says, you have to be very careful that when you walk, that when you walk through this space, you always walk through the larger space, through the 10 amos. When you leave the mavui, make sure you always use that the large opening, the 10 amos, is going to be your entrance and exit. Because if you start using the side entrance, Shemosa Kane, if you don't start using the little opening, then automatically, Batel Tikon Amavui, because then it's not, then it shows that's your entrance. It's not a Pesach anymore, and therefore the whole thing we don't view it to be closed on the left and the right, and the center to be the opening. We view it to be one large opening of 20 amos, because you don't consider it to be closed on the two corners, the 5 and 5. You're going through that area. Al imkein also, unless you make a tzuras Pesach le that the gears should be leluba. The gears is a mistake in the gears. So the Mishnah Berurah says, unless you make it, if you want to use the small opening, it's fine. Just make sure then you rectify the large 10 amos opening with a real Tzuras HaPesach, because the Tzuras HaPesach always has the status of a real bona fide mechitza. Like the people today, they build these very, you go walk in the street, yes, big, beautiful houses, right? And they never, ever use the front entrance. It's all for show. Everyone uses the side entrance, the kitchen entrance. I mean, it's very, very, very common. So why do they build these big, beautiful entrances, even when for shidduchim? When the boy comes, the girl tells him, don't come to the front, you come to the side. So why did you build? Why would you build this house for $5 million? Did you build this grand entrance? You never use it. Not even when the boy comes to take out your daughter. So this is exactly what it's saying over here. If you have over here this mavi, and the mavi is open, it's 20 amos wide. You have to close the two sections, close up 5 here, close 5 here, and we'll have a center of 10. And the center of 10, it's very easy to do the sacking with the lechi or kara. Good, so you go right ahead and do it. But if you do it, you have to walk through the large entrance. If you're not going to walk through the large entrance, you're going to go walk through the cracks on the left and on the right, then it's a joke. Then it's considered to be one large 20-ama entrance. One large 20-ama entrance that the lechi and the kara is not going to help. So that's what he's saying over here. Don't play games with this large opening. Okay, we're really out of time, so you know I'm going to stop here. I don't want to overwhelm you, Lamed. We're up to Lamed Hey, so we'll have to finish this Mir Tashem next week. It's pretty good. This is a very large Simon Shin Tam Gimel. All the laws of Mavui. It's a lot of information. We're almost finished. Just a few more Simon, and we get to a very practical halachas. I mean, these are all the Yesodas, but.